Today's daf is daf Kuv Zayin. We're going to start at the bottom Mishnah on daf Kuv Vav Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, we continue discussing the Moach of Tzeda, of trapping on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Yoshev Echad Al Pesach Loi Melua. So there's an animal in the house, and the way to capture it is by sitting at the door, trapping it. So somebody sat at the door of Loi Melua, but he didn't fill up the entire width of the door, so the animal's not caught. And now Yosh Vesheni Melua, and then the second person sits down and he's the one that fills up the width of the door. Hasheni Chayiv, the second person did the Tzeda and he's Chayiv. Says the Mishnah another din. Yosh Varishin Al Pesach Melua. The first person sat by the door and he filled it up. So he did Tzeda. Oba Sheni, and now a second person came. Vyosh Betzidai, and sat next to him. Now the first person gets up. Still, Harishin Chayiv. The first one is the one that did the Tzeda. Vesheni Potter. So the Tosfos Yontif points out that we have a fundamental issue here. You have one person ostensibly sitting behind the second person. The first person sitting fills up the width of the door, and then another person goes and sits behind him. What happens when the first person wants to get up? He tells the person behind him, please excuse me, and get out of the way so I should be able to go. So that moment, while the first person is moving, is leaving, and the second person gets out of his way, the animal's untrapped. Then when the second person sits down, he does a new trapping. So why is the Sheni Potter? Tosfos Yontif's question. So there's two ways of explaining. The Tosfos Yontif explains that the person who is sitting inside the door doesn't go out, he goes in. He goes into the house, and the second person sits where he was all along. That's one way of explaining it. The Rishash explains that the way it works is that you have two people sitting side by side. The first person took up not the whole width of the door, but enough of the width of the door that the animal can't get out. So he did trapping. Then the second person sat down, also not taking up the whole width of the door, but enough that the animal's trapped. But since when he sits down, the animal's trapped, so he didn't do tzeda. But now the first person could leave without asking him to move out of the way. So they both came up with ways of figuring it out that nobody had to get up, that the animal wasn't left in an untrapped status, even for a moment. The Magen Avraham says a chiddush, and we'll talk about it more in a moment. The Magen Avraham says that even if for a moment the animal is left untrapped, doesn't bother me. Since it's trapped and just getting up for a second doesn't change the status of being a trapped animal, and that's when the second person sits down again, it's not called trapping. Continues the Mishnah. Halamaze doima, what is this comparable to? This is comparable to Lemnoilas Adbeis, at Space of the Shamri. Somebody closed his home because he wanted to watch it. So the way the Rishonim explained this case is that let's say I have an animal trapped in the house, and then I close the door when I leave the house. So that's not called trapping. I'm just locking the door, and that's why it's mutter. So Tosfos right away asks, you know, when the Mishnah brings an example, it's trying to teach us something. What's this trying to teach us that we didn't know? So Tosfos explains as follows, that in this case that the Mishnah is talking about, this last case, this is the way the Ramban understands Tosfos. In this case, when the person walks out of his house and closes the door, nobody will accuse you that he's doing trapping. The animal's trapped. I'm just closing and opening my door. Tells us the Mishnah that the second person sitting down is no different than you or me closing the door. And it's mutter. That's how the Ramban learns. The Rashba, however, says a big chiddush. The Rashba says, let's say I have an animal in the house, and I close the door. Now, the animal gets trapped. The animal, the house, the door was open. The animal was untrapped. I close the door, and now I trap the animal. But if that wasn't my intention was just to close the door, it will not be considered Seder. And that's probably, possibly, shot in the Magen Avraham, where he says, even though for a moment it was untrapped, because I wasn't interested in doing trapping, which is a big chiddush, because I did trap it. So why am I potter? So the Avni Nezer and Reb Shimon Shkop say a beautiful explanation. They say like this: if you look at the Lamates Malachas, Seid is unique. What makes Seid unique? Seid is the only Malach where you're not doing anything to the actual item you're working with. No, carrying, you're carrying the item. You're not changing it, but you're carrying the item. Here, you and the item are totally not connected. So it's a very unique malacha. And therefore they say, the Rashba holds, that unless you have an intent to do tzeda, it's not considered tzeda. And they use that explanation for another halacha. Halacha that we learned and halacha that we'll learn. The halacha is that if you trap an animal, she'ein b'minoy nitzad, that this is the type of animal that's normally not caught, that's not trapped, and with the rights you're not chayif at tzeda. So again, the same question. You're trapped. So what's the difference if it is minoy nitzad, if it's a type of animal that's caught or not? The answer is this way. Because only by an animal that you actually catch, did the Torah say it's called Seida. But if an animal's not caught and you didn't do any direct activity to the animal, it's not considered Seida. Says the Gemara, according to the Rashba. Just for the record, the Mishnah Berurah does not pass like the Rashba. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you do trapping, even if it wasn't your intention, you'll be chayif at Seida.
My door is closed, and then I open the door to leave the house.
Right. It would be a problem to close it.
Right.
Amr of Abba, Amr of Chibar Ashi, what you have to do is close the door with the animals in, and then go out to your front door. Amr of Abba, Amr of Chibar Ashi, Amr Rav. Nichnu sa tzibet takas knofof. If somebody has a bird, he's sitting, and a bird just flies under his clothing, the halacha is, yoyshim v'mshamra etchatachshach. You should sit, you don't have to let it go. You could just sit like that, as long as you don't touch the bird, the Mephaiskim say, because the bird is muksa. Masr of Nachman Yitzchak, it said in our Mishnah, Yoshev al Rishin ala Pesach, umalou, if the first person sat by the door, and he did it, say the, oba, shayna v'yoshev et sida, and then the second guy sits down, api shaman arishiv alachla, even though the first person leaves, arishin chayiv, v'sheni potter. Now, what does potter mean all over Shabbos? My love, when we have the terminology potter, it always means potter avalasser. So you see that even though you didn't do the active tzeda, it's still potter avalasser. So here too, even though you didn't actually catch the bird, you should have to let it go. Says the Gemara Loi. In the Mishnah, it's potter mutter. If I sit down after it's caught, it's mutter. And here too, if I sit down when the bird falls into my clothing, I don't have to let it go. Asked the Rishonim, why should I think I'd have to let it go? I didn't do anything. I just sat here and the bird flew into my clothing. So what did I do wrong that you should say I have to let it go? So Rishonim say that I would think that somebody seeing me in this situation may think that I actually actively caught the bird. And that's why Chazal told us to let it go. That's what the Gemara is telling us. You don't have to let it go. Just like the case where I sit down by the house in a house where the animal is already trapped. And what happens if the first person goes away? It looks like I did the trapping. Still, Chazal didn't say we make such gzeiros.
It's a din of marasayin, not tzeda.
Right. It's a din of marasayin of tzeda. Hachinami mistabra, that when it says in the Mishnah, potter, it means potter mutter. Mirik tani seifa. What did it say in the seifa in the Mishnah? Lamaze doima. What is this comparable to? L'noyal sabayis l'shamroi. Somebody closed his house just to lock the door. And the animal I had in it is caught. Now, that's potter mutter. Shmami noda, when it says in our Mishnah, potter, it doesn't mean like in the rest of the Masechta, potter avalosor. It means potter umutter. Ikadamri, they get to the same, there's another version getting to the same result. Omer of Nachman ve Yitzchak, af anan namitinina. So do we learn a brisa. Af bishamna rishon v'holochloi. If the second person sat down behind the first person, and then the first person leaves, haloch is a rishon chayiv. The first person is chayiv. He did the tzeda v'sheni potter. My love. So what do you want to say? Potter or mutter? Loi says the Gemara. No, it doesn't mean potter or mutter. It means potter avalosser. Says the Gemara, you can't say it means potter asr. Why? Hamidatani sefer. Again, to the same point. Since we learned the last case of the Mishnah, halamazet doimer. If you have a bird in your bird cage, would anybody think that you're not allowed to close the door of your house? Of course you're allowed to close the door. So when it says in the Mishnah Potter, in the last words of the Mishnah, Potter means there, Potter or Mutter. Similarly, when it says Potter previously, it doesn't mean Potter Avil Osser, like in the rest of the Masechta, it means Potter Mutter. Shmamina. Am Shmuel. So now Shmuel says, Kol Ptur de Shabbos. Wherever we have the terminology in Masechta Shabbos, Potter, it means Potter Avil Osser. Labar, Mahani Tlas, there are three exceptions. The Potter Mutter, where it says potter, and potter means mutter, l'chatchili, you're allowed to do it. What are the three cases? Chodaha. One is the case of our Gemara, where you sit down behind the person already who trapped the animal, and the Gemara repeats itself again. How do you know? The Tani says, because we learned in the last words of the Mishnah, l'mazah doima, l'nayla sabayis l'shamroi, somebody closes the house, which is mutal chatchila. Similarly, sitting down behind somebody who already trapped the animal is mutal chatchila. Vidach, another case. It says, Hamapas Mursa b'Shabbos, if somebody has a pus boil. So the halacha is, if you open it up in Shabbos, the halacha is like this. In lahaitzilos, last leper, if your intent is to make a permanent opening through which the pus will drain out, an ear will come in, chayiv. They say it's either boina, it's makbapatish, im lohaitzim men alecha, but all you want to do is just get rid of the pus, and as far as you're concerned, it could close up immediately, potter. Ask the Gemara again, who tells you that potter there means potu mutter? Maybe it means pot avalosa. Umimai, the potter mutter, who tells you lachatchila, you're allowed to go do this? Tetnan, because it says another Mishnah. We learn later in the Masechta. The Mishnah says, "Machet shayad, little boas a kites." You're allowed to pick up a needle, and it's not considered muksa because you're allowed to use it to take out a thorn. Now, if it's only b'di'evid that you're allowed to make an opening to take out a thorn or pus, why would that needle not be muksa? The fact that the Mishnah says that the needle is not muksa, why is it not muksa? Because it's mutal chatchila to use it to open up a pus boil. V'idach, and the third case where it says potter, and we're saying means potter or mutter, it says at tzad nach b'Shabbos, if somebody camps for the sake in Shabbos, im is asik boi shlo yishchena, if the reason I'm doing it is to save myself from chas v'shalom getting bitten, potter. Im l'refuah, if I'm doing it l'refuah, chayiv, because you're not allowed to capture a snake to make a medicine. Obviously, all the Mepharshim explain that we're not dealing with Chayil Shesh B'Sakana. If we're dealing with Chayil Shesh B'Sakana, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. How do you know my the Potter Mutter? How do you know when it says here Potter, it means that you're L'Chatchil allowed to do it? That's not. We learned the Halacha. Ain't Kaili Nittel, El L'Tzarech Dover Anittel. The only time you're allowed to take a utensil on Shabbos is if you're going to take it for permissible use. That's why, if you remember, just to review, the halacha is, you're not allowed to take a plate, a bowl, to put it under your candelabra that has the dripping oil. Because since the oil is muksa, so you can't take the bowl, ain't keli nitl, you can't take the bowl, it's tzorich, for the need of a davish en nitl, the oil is muksa. That not. It says, koifin kara on there, b'shvil shalai toch b'kara. You're allowed to take a bowl over and put it over a candle that you're concerned won't burn down your house. Again, it's not for sure, because for sure it's a sakana. Now, two things about this bowl. I'm not learning these halachas today, just two things. First of all, you have to make sure that the bowl doesn't completely cover the fire. Because if it completely covers the fire, it'll cut off the oxygen, and you'll be doing kibui. Also, you have to make sure that the bowl is not made out of metal. Because if it's made out of metal, it'll get hot, and that'll be considered bishul. But if you take an earthenware bowl, and you leave a little space, you're allowed to do it. Vatsoya, and you're allowed to take a plate, vatsoya shekotten, to cover up waste that a child left on the floor. Val akrav shleitishach, and you're allowed to take a bowl to cover up a snake that shouldn't bite you. Now let's figure it out. If capturing this snake is pota avalosar, so then you're taking the bowl for dovashen and nittel. You're not allowed to touch the snake. How can you take a bowl for it? It must be that you're allowed to catch the snake. So when it says that you're allowed to catch a snake, that it shouldn't bite, it doesn't mean only pata avalasar. It means pata umutar. So since you're allowed to touch the snake, you're allowed to take a keli to accomplish it. So these are the three cases where it says pata masechta Shabbos, and it means pata umutar. Hadim lacha ayra, chayim lacha ayra, and hadim lacha ayra. There's a parasha in the Torah, in Parashas Tazria, about Shmoyne Shrotzim. That means there are eight creeping creatures, I don't really have a better word for them, creeping creatures that when they're dead, they are metame. It's Parashas Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes, Lamed, and Lamed Aleph. V'zelachem atome b'sharetz, ha'sharetz al aretz, ha'cholot v'achba v'atzov l'mineyu, v'anoko v'koyach v'alto v'achoyim v'atin shomes, eilat meyem lechem b'chol ha'sharetz, anagebe b'moysum yitman erev. Somebody touches them, becomes tome. Says the Mishnah, shmoyne shrotzim, we have these eight shrotzim, hamurim b'toyre, that are mentioned in the pasuk that we just read. The halach is, ha'tzodon, if you trap them, or v'achayvul behen, or if you wound them, chayiv. So now, tzadon, we know what the malacha is. We've been talking about seida. What is the malacha when you do a wound in them? So Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is that chayvul is asr al natilas neshama. It's like shchita, because when you do a wound, the blood collects. You have a black and blue mark, which means that the blood is dead, so to speak. You moved it from where it's supposed to be, and that's chayef and atilas neshama. That's one pshat Rashi, which is the way we're going to learn the Gemara. Another pshat Rashi says is that the chiv is soiveya, dying. Your black and blue mark, you're coloring the skin. And again, the Mefarshim say, we learned yesterday a Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said that if you do a kilkel, you're potter. So why are you chayef here? It's a kilkel, it's a destructive act. So they said that you must be that you need the blood or you need the color. Also, all the Mefarshim say, this shaila, if it's chavala or not, is only applicable if the blood doesn't come out from under the skin. But if you actually extract the blood from the animal, everybody will agree that that's chavala. The Rambam says that the melacha here is dosh, mefarik, like when we spoke about nursing. Vishashkot Ramashim, regarding all other creeping creatures, hachayu behem potter, somebody does chavol in them, he's potter because they don't have skin. They don't have skin, so there's no such thing as a black and blue mark. And at sodon, now, if somebody captures them, the tzorei chayiv, if he did it because he needed the animal, so he's chayiv. Shloi l'tzorei, but if he didn't do it for any purpose, he's potter. So Taisus says, the second Taisus on the Perek, what's the difference on these Shmoneh Shrotzim or anything else? There's always the same rule. If what you're capturing you need, that's Seder. If what you're capturing you don't need, it's not Seder. So Taisus explains like this. If somebody captures one of the Shmoneh Shrotzim, and we don't know what his purpose was, we assume that his purpose was L'tzorech. Only when we know specifically that that wasn't his purpose do we say that it's Shloi L'Tzarech. On all other creeping creatures, it's just the opposite. If we don't know, we assume it was Shloi L'Tzarech, unless we do know for a fact that it was L'Tzarech, and then it's considered Seder. Chayv Oif Sheb Rishusoi, a bird and an animal that's in your Rishus, Hatzodan Potter, if somebody captures them, he's Potter, V'Chayv Ben Chayv. So there's two ways of learning this line, Chayv Oif Sheb Rishusoi. One is that you have an animal that's caught. If your animal's in your house and your door is locked or it's in a cage, there's no seder. What's the problem with that pshat? It's obvious. So other Rishonim say that what we're talking about here, other Mefarshim say is that Shabrishusoy doesn't mean that the animal is actually caught. The animal is domesticated, that it's not going anywhere. Let's say you have a dog. And your dog's not running away. You have a train that's not running away. But your house is open. So your dog is not really caught, because he could walk out the door. So now the halacha is a very important halacha. You have a chayv oif in your rishus. It's not going anywhere, because it's trained not to go. But lemaisa, it's not trapped, and that's why potter here means potter avalosser. The halacha will be you're not allowed to close the door. If you have a dog in your house, even though it's a trained dog that's not going to go anywhere, if you're not allowed to close the door on Shabbos, because that would be tzeda. Says the Gemara. But before we begin the Gemara, let's say a hagdama. When we speak about an animal being tamei, what part of the animal is tamei? The flesh of the animal. Now the question is the skin of the animal considered like its flesh, and it's therefore also going to be tamei? Or is the skin going to be considered a hard, separate entity and not tamei? That is the subject of a Mishnah in Masechta Chulin on Daf Kuf Chof Beis. And the Mishnah in Masechta Chulin says a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that the skin of the Shmoyne Shrotzim is considered hard, separate. It's not like the flesh, and they're not tamei. The Rabbanan say that the skin of the anoka, the koyach, altar, choymet, and tinshamis, even though it doesn't say in the Mishnah tinshamis, but the Gemara says tinshamis should be included, are tamei. The other ones are not. And Rabbi Yehuda says haltar and cholda, the skin is tamei. Begin because those skins are considered part flesh, soft. The other ones are not. Begins the Gemara. Since we learned in our Mishnah that somebody does a chavola to the skin of the Shmoyne Shrotzim Chayiv, Mechlal de Islu Or, that means it has separate skin where the dam coagulates, collects under it, and that's why it's chavola. It has a black and blue mark under the skin, because if it didn't have separate skin, it would just be that if you're giving it a clap, it's the blood is not getting collected because there's no way to collect, there's no skin. Mantana, who's the Tana that says that the Shmoyne Shrotzim have skin? Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who just quoted from Masech Techulin, that not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oima, Shmoyne Shrotzim Yeshlan Iris. All Shmoyne Shrotzim have skin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Afun Amarav, Afil Tem Rabbonin. No, you could say it's even the Rabbonin. Either Rabbonin did not make a general rule, they only picked out some of the Shmoyne Shrotzim that has skin, says the Gemara. At Kamloi Plig Rabbanan Leid Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Mechloikus of the Rabbanan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah Masechta Chulin is limited Ela L'inyan Tuma. As far as Tuma is concerned, only some have skin, some don't. Diksiv, why? Why did Rabbanan learn the way they learn? So Rav explains, before we read the Pesukim in Parsha Shemini, the third Pasuk said Ela Tumeim. That's a very interesting pasuk. It says hatmein with a hay. That's an extra hay, so it comes to teach us to include something. Eila says only these, but not all of them. So Rabbanan learn like this. The ones in the previous pasuk, in Lamed, anoka koyach altar v'achoyim v'tin shamis, we're going to say that their skin, not only that, that the skin will also be tamei. On the other hand, the ones in pasuk tchoftes will not have that rule. Diksiv Eila Tmeim Lechem. The rabbis are saying Kibasarim that their skin has the same din as their flesh. Avil in Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is concerned, the Rabbanan will be Maida, the Rabbanan will admit that the skin is considered separate from the flesh. Ask the Gemara. Ilinian Shabbos like Pligi, you want to say that their machlokes is limited to Shaila and Tumah, but not to Shabbos? Vatanya, there's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Hatzot Echem Shmoneh Shrotzim Amurim B'Toyra, if somebody captures one of the Shmoneh Shrotzim, or Achayv Behen Chayif. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that they have distinct skin. V'cham Amurim, the Cham say, Ein Or El Lamash Shmoneh Chachamim. The only Shrotzim that have skin are the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara just the opposite. We said Adrabba, Leman Shemanu Chachamim, the ones that are mentioned in that Mishnah, Ein Lahem Or. We said that they're considered like the flesh, not like separate skin. Vam Rabaya, so Rabaya says this is what you have to say. Hachikomer, Ein Or, there is no flesh, there is no skin. Cholak Mibasa, that means the skin is considered like flesh. El Lamash Lemanu Chachamim, only the ones that Chazal did not mention. But the one, There, the skin is separate. Everything else, the skin is one and the same. What do you see? But what does it say in this Braisa? Here we see that the Braisa is saying that only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that the Shemayna Shvatzim, all of them have separate skin. The Rabbanan don't agree to that. So what are you telling me, Rav, asked the Gemara, that even the Rabbanan agree that as far as Shabbos is concerned, all Shemayna Shvatzim have separate skin? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava, Halamash Shemayna Chachamim Kamar. We had to change this Braisa, because the Braisa said, Lamash Loi Manu Chachamim, and we changed it to Lamash Shemayna Chachamim. El Amar Rava Hakam. So this is the way we have to learn Peshat in the Braisa. Ain or metamik basar, or and basar are both tame because the skin has a din like flesh. Ela mashman chacham, only those that Chazal mentioned. Now, what did this brisa say? The brisa started off with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What would the brisa mean as far as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saying? Mechlad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hanach nami deloy man chacham metamim. You're going to say like this. The Rabbanan are going to hold the ones they mentioned, there the skin is tamei. And the other ones, the skin is not tamei. And what would Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that all of them, the skin is tamei. But we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri just says the opposite. V'ha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ayim echet shrotzim, yesh loim iris, and none of them, v'loim etamim, because he holds that even as far as Hilchus Tum is concerned, the skin is separate from the flesh. El Amar of Adabar Masna, Tritzhochi. This is how you have to learn Peshat in the Braisa. The Chum Omrim, Linyan Tumma, Ain Ol Mashim Anach Chachamim. As far as Tumma is concerned, there I differentiate. What's mentioned in the second Pasuk, in Pasuk Lamed, there is no skin. That means even the skin has a din like the flesh. What's mentioned in the first Pasuk, there the halacha is that the skin is distinct from the flesh, and the skin will not be Tameh. V'kati l'ni Shabbos, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, like Pligi, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and Rabbanan will hold that the skin is distinct. Ask the Gemara of Atanya. There's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Hatzot echad m'shmona shrotzim, if somebody captures one of the shmona shrotzim b'tayr, hamur b'tayr that are listed, hachoyv ben chayiv, somebody who makes a wound in them is chayiv. B'shrotzim, sheyesh lem iris. Where is that din relevant? Only in those shrotzim that have skin. Vezi chaburu shenachazeres. And now the Gemara goes off for a second. What's considered a wound that would be considered that I did chavola? Nitzru hardam abishla yotze. If the blood coagulates, even though it didn't actually leave the body. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri aymer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, ches shrotzim yeshlam aris. All shmanish shrotzim have skin. So what does it say here? It says here we're talking about Shabbos. And what do we say? That the Tanakama is arguing Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that says as far as Shabbos is concerned, all Shemayna Shrotzim have skin. The Tanakama doesn't hold that way. Now who's the Tanakama? Isn't the Tanakama the Rabbanan? So now we have a Kasha. Rav said that the Rabbanan agree that by Shabbos they all have skin, but isn't the Tanakam of this Braisa the Rabbanan? And the Rabbanan are not saying that all Shemayna Shrotzim have skin. On Rav Ashi, no. Man Tanakama, who's the Tanakama? Not the Rabbanan. It's going to be the other man Dama that we quoted from the Mishnah and Masech Techulin, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't follow any Psukim. Rabbi Yehuda also Basa Gishta. He says like this, you have to feel it. If the skin is soft, then it's considered like the flesh. If the skin is tough, it's considered separate from the flesh. That means like this, the way the Gemara is learning now. According to Rabbanan, as far as Tum is concerned, it has nothing to do with physical. It has to do which Pasuk you're in. If you're in Pasuk Lamed, then your skin has the din like a flesh, because the Torah said so. If you're in Pasuk Haftes, you're not. Rabbi Yehuda says it has nothing to do with the Pesukim. It has to do with the Metzius. It has to do with the physical factors. What's the Raya that Rabbi Yehuda learns that way? So Gemara says a great Raya. Because what Rabbi Yehuda say in Masech Techulin? That nan, Rabbi Yehuda oima, halta kecholda. The halta and cholda have the same status. Now halta is in Pasuk Lamed. Chalad is in Pasuk Chavtes. If it depends on what Pasuk you are, so how could Al-Tah, which is in Pasuk Lamed, have the same standards as Chaylu, which is in Pasuk Chavtes? It must be that Rabbi Huda is following the Metzias, and he says some of them the flesh is soft, some of them the flesh is hard. Rabbi Yochim ben Nuri is saying that in all cases the flesh is considered hard, and that's why it's not Tameh, and there is Chavola. The Rabbanon we're going to hold will agree with Rabbi Yochim ben Nuri in the Metzias that the flesh is always considered hard, and therefore there is Chavola, but as far as Tum is concerned, there's a new din because of the word Atmeim that every sheretz mentioned in Pasuk Lamed will have its skin being Tameh, even though it's tough. Av Rabbonin, the Pligalad Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri, Linyan Tuma, that's only as far as Tum is concerned, they're going to argue. Linyan Shabbos, Moidele. Ask the Gemara, so according to this, it's not only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that holds that it could be Chavola by all Shmoneh Shrotzim. Even the Rabbanu will hold that this Chavola possible by all Shmoneh Shrotzim. Because we're saying that the Rabbanu, as far as the Metzias is concerned, hold that all Shmoneh Shrotzim have tough skin. So let's learn this price again. What it's saying, this price, Nitzra Hadam, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mechesh Shrotzim Yeshlan Iris. All Shmoneh Shrotzim have Or and have the din of Chavola. But according to the way we're learning, it's not only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that holds that way. The Rabbanan hold that way also. Ihochi, hi divi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why are you limiting this sheet to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Divi Rabbi Yochanan umbebechloi kaisimi boile. It should be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and his opponent. Because way we're learning now, the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri as far as Shabbos is concerned. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tani, divi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri umbechloi kaisai. Taka Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will hold that way, and Mechlekoisai, the Rabbanan, who disagree, will agree as far as Shabbos, that they all have skin, and Chavola is relevant. Ask the Gemara. Bominei Levim Rabbi Yochanan. So Levi asks Rabbi Yochanan, Nain l'chavuru she'en chazeres. So the Mepharshim have two ways of learning this question. Some say this is a question for Shabbos, that we're saying that when you make a chabura, it's called chavola. We want to know what kind of chabura is a chabura that's chavola. It's only chabura, she'en chazeres, it's permanent. Or, some say it's not limited to Shabbos. Wherever we know in halakha there's a concept of making a wound, in Parshas Mishpatim, we want to know what type of a wound is called a wound. The ksiv, it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hayahafach kushi oiroi, will a black person change the color of his skin, and a leopard its stripes. Mail chaburoisov. What does it mean chaburoisov? So we said it's stripes. Ilam the kar rikmi rikmi, that means the stripes of a leopard or the patches. Have nema chaburoisov, then the language of chaburoisov is inappropriate. Nema gvonami boilech, it should say it's patches, it's stripes. Gvonov is the right word, not chaburoisov. Says the Gemara, what the Pasuk is teaching us is, the Pasuk is teaching us the status of a chabura. El kikushi oira. A chabura has to have the same status as the skin of a black person. Mat oira the kushi. The skin of a black person, ein chazeres, can't change. Af chabura, the same thing of a chabura. What is a chabura? If it has the same status as the black skin, the ein chazeres, that it can't change. So we learned, b'shash gotzim, every other type of shrotzim, not from the shrine shrotzim, we said that the halacha is hachayv ben potter, hatzadon l'tzar chayv shloy l'tzar chas potter. Har chargon, what about if you would kill it? Chayv. The only question is as far as a chabura, is chavura applicable by the other shrotzim? Do they have skin where blood coagulates? But for hariga, from killing, everybody will agree it applies to all shrotzim. Says the Gemara, Mantana, Amr Rabbi Yimri Rabbi Lezahi. That's Rabbi Lezah. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezah, Omer, Hahoy Rekina b'Shabbos. If somebody kills a lice on Shabbos, Kahoy Regon b'Shabbos. It's no different if it's a lice or it's a big animal like a camel. Maskela Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asks, At Kanloi Pligarei Rabbanu Rabbi Lezah, the Machloikus are Rabbanu Rabbi Lezah, Elek Bikina. Shtena par of a rova. They argue regarding, this is a little hard to understand, regarding lice, that they held that lice don't multiply in a normal way with an egg. They held that lice multiply from schmutz, from sweat, or from dirt. That's which we know that's not really the fact. Once microscopes were created, we know that even lice are created from nits, which are eggs. So now the question is, how do we deal with this Gemara? Because the Gemara here is saying that the Rabbanan say, we're going to explain it in a moment, that by kinim there's no chiv for killing them on Shabbos, because they're not animals that multiply. But we know they do multiply. So Rav Dessler has a maimer on this. And Rav Dessler says that even if we will find a Gemara that we know isn't factually correct, the din stays the same. And the din that the Rabbanan are saying that if you kill a louse, you're not chayiv and Shabbos remains. They do multiply. So he says like this, multiplication which is not in halacha, something that's not visible, doesn't count. What's the proof? How can we breathe the air? There are organisms in the air. How can you drink water? There are organisms in the water. Just the fact is you can't see them. If you would have a strong microscope, you could see them. So, but the fact that you can't see them, then it doesn't exist in halacha. Since these eggs are not visible, even though they're there, and even though Chazal might have known or not known, that's a question. They don't count. It's not a Gemara says. By lice that don't multiply. Regarding everything else, the par v'rov lo pligi. Where do they learn what is the type of animal where hariga is passable or not? They learn it from the elim that were caught for the Mishkan. Rav Lezer saw a elim. Ma elim shesh bein the tilos hasham. It was a living thing and it could be killed. Af kol shesh bein the tilos neshama. Any living organism, this hariga on. Rabbanan for Shabbos. Rabbanan saw a elim. Ma elim the parm v'rovim that multiply af through eggs or through mating. Af kol the parm v'rovim. Omle Abaya. So Abaya says to Rabbanan, V'kina ain't par of a rova. Can you say that they don't multiply? V'mamar. Yoshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits v'zon and sustains mekani reimim ad beit say kenim. So it says that kinim have eggs. And says the Gemara, minu hu de mikri beit kenim. There is a min, there is a species that's called beit kenim. And not that it means the eggs of lice. This min is called beit kenim. Vatanya tfuye. So ask them another question. The Brisa says tfuye is something that grows, or beitzei kenim. Says the Gemara, the same teretz. It doesn't mean the eggs of lice. Minuhu the mikri beitzei kenim. There is a specific species that's called beitzei kenim. It's interesting. The Meshech Chachma says, why in their world is the halacha that kenim were different than everything else? So Meshech Chachma says, the kinim did not have to go into the teva by the mabul, because they could exist anywhere. Since they could exist anywhere, they have their own status.
Is that parish?
Very parish. Ask the Gemara, what about a flea, the parvarava, that does multiply? V'tanya, had sought parish b'Shabbos. If somebody captures a flea on Shabbos, Rebbe Lezer Mechayv, Rebbe Shua Paiter, and the Ritva explains that the Gemara is learning now that the halacha of Tzeda and the halacha of Hariga travel together. So if, according to Rebbe Shua, Tzeda isn't there, there shouldn't be Hariga. Answers the Gemara, they don't travel together. Omer Rav Ashi, Tzeda, Hariga Karamis, and Kamloi Pligi Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shua, El Demasovish Ein Vemina Nitzat Chayiv. Rebbe Lezer holds that even if this is a species which is not normally captured, there's still a chiv tzeda. Rebbe Masov and Rebbe Shua says that since this is not normally captured, it's potter avalosser, aval in hariga. As far as killing, I feel Rebbe Shua moida that there will be hariga on everything on parish, since it multiplies. And multiplies, nobody disagrees that there is hariga. There's a very interesting taisus. It's relevant. Taisus says, what happens if somebody's bothered by a fly on Shabbos? What's he allowed to do? What's he not allowed to do? Is it called seidef to get it off you? Is it called is a muksa? So Taisus is like this: if it's bothering you and it's irritating you, you're allowed to take it off your body. If it's not bothering you and you can live, it doesn't do you any harm, you have no right to push it off you on Shabbos. So it's said in the Mishnah, Hatzadon l'tzoyre chayiv. If somebody captured them because he has a need, chayiv. Man tana. So the Mishnah differentiated if there was a purpose or not. Who's this tana? Suddenly we had many times. Rav Shimon hi. If there's no constructive purpose, patala. Ikad Masan law. This is a repetition of something we learned at the beginning of Shir. Hamapas mursa b'Shabbos. If you bust a boil on Shabbos, a pus boil on Shabbos, imlas slapeh. If your intention was to make an opening that lets in the air and lets out the pus, chayif. Imlahitzim men aleich. But all you wanted to do was just let out the pus, potter. Who's the Tana? Says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Rav Shimon hi. Why? Because you're only doing it in reaction to a situation you would prefer not to have. You'd prefer not to have the pus. If you capture a snake in Shabbos, if your entire intention was that it shouldn't bite you, potter. But if you have a creative intention, you want to make a medicine, chayif. Mantana, who's the Mantana? Rav Shimon hi. Again, there's no constructive purpose. You're only doing it to get it away from you.